Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special web-only edition of the Opening Market Report. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading in Kansas City and at the Chicago Board of Trade. We gave the opening prices at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9.81, up 1 3/4 on the open. July, 9.90, down 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.23, up 1 3/4 on the open. July, 9.36, up 1 1/2. September, 9.51, up 4 1/2. December, 9.65, up 5. May, 9.85, up 8. July of 2009, 9.27, down 5 on the open. May corn opened at 5.90, unchanged on the open. July, 6.04, up 3/4. September, 5.85 1/2, unchanged. December, 6.04, up 1/2. March, 6.10 3/4, down 1/4. May, 6.14 1/2, up 1/2. December of 2009, 5.60 1/2, up 2 1/2 on the open. May beans opened at 12.53, down 2 on the open. July, 12.71, down 1 1/2. August, 12.63, down 4. November, 12.15, unchanged. March of 2009, 12.40. And that was up 5 on the open. May, 12.40, down 1/2. July, 12.48, up 3. And November of 2009, 11.72, up 2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.28.50, down 1.50 on the open. July, 3.32.50, down 60. May soybean oil opened at 56.25, up 28 on the open. July, 56.70, down 1. April live cattle opened at 88 even, up 12 1/2 on the open. June, 89.60, up 10. April feeders, 98.70 the open there, down 30. May, 101.70, down 22 1/2. April lean hogs opened at 58.70, down 20 on the open. May, 69.65, down 25 on the open. And May bellies opened at 73.05, unchanged on the open. Today is the last full day of our spring pledge period, and as I previously mentioned, right now we're on the web only. That's because our regular programming has been preempted so that you can hear special coverage of the congressional hearings on the Iraq War. So we're talking to a web-only audience today. And we do that because we know this information about agriculture is valuable to you. And we also know that we have a significant audience on the web, both in our podcasts as well as those who click on our MP3 files after the broadcast. We do that because we have the technology to do it, and what made that technology possible is your financial support. It's your contributions to AM580 Agriculture that make our web service possible. And we want to continue to build that service and make it stronger for you. But to do that, we need your help right now with your pledge of support at 217-244-9455. Or if you're on our website right now, just go to the top of the page and hit that pledge bar. If you're not on our webpage at the moment, go to WILLpledge.org, where you can pledge on our secure website. Station manager Jay Pierce is in the studio with me at the moment. And the question is, we're not on the air right now, so why should our agricultural audience contribute to AM 580?
Well, the information is still getting out there, and whether it's on the live stream or a podcast that you're listening to, when you call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org, You help continue to make this kind of a service possible. It's the content that we provide that makes the big difference. The delivery systems are evolving through new technology. You, for instance, don't have to listen to the pre-opening and opening market report at 8:50 and 9:50 in the morning if it's more convenient for you to listen at 10:30 in the morning to the opening market report. Fine. And you can have that via podcast, or you can go to our website and listen to it on the Flash Player, or you can download it. However it's most convenient for you, you might put the closing market report in an iPod and listen to it while you're working in the evening. Whatever the most convenient way is for you to receive our service, you need to know that it is supported in large part by your contributions. 38% of all of the money it takes to run WILL services must come from listeners and users. Now, Dave and Todd have been saying over the past week that we've been doing our spring fundraising campaign here. I believe I'm accurate in quoting you guys that more than half of the audience for agricultural programming is now online.
That's very true, Jay.
That is amazing. For a guy that back in 1995 was doing a little bit of dabbling in internet broadcasting, I am amazed at how it has taken off. And I never would have predicted back then, and I don't think anybody would, that it would have become so mainstream, especially among people who aren't teenagers. And I think the agriculture audience has proven itself to be among the earliest adopters of the new technology. So we want to be right there at the forefront, providing you the Ag Email newsletter, the website with all of the information on it, the podcasts, the streaming. 217-244-9455 is the old-fashioned landline way to make your $100 or $200 contribution, or just go to willpledge.org and put in the comments section agriculture, and you'll also be helping us meet a $1,000 challenge. From Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, and Risk Management Commodities, the next dozen people who call will put us over the top for those 50 calls we need to get the $1,000 that those companies have put together in challenge money. And thanks.
Let's go ahead and get some of that market analysis that you appreciate and use in your businesses every day. With that this morning, to help us see what's going on is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
All right, good morning, Dave.
Well, we're on our web broadcast only at the moment, Wayne, but still a significant audience out there hungry for some information. As I look at the screen, I see there's a lot of green on the screen today. This is kind of a turnaround Tuesday day, huh?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit. I think yesterday was a little bit overdone in some respects. We've got the report coming in, and I think a lot of people that maybe sold the market yesterday are willing to buy it back today and be out before the report, not knowing what it's going to say. You know, we have the real differential in what some of them are thinking they might come up with the stocks on the beans. That varies as much as 10 to 15 million bushel, Dave. So there's a little bit of concern about what they might be talking about there. You know, the weather forecasts are quite, you'd think they're a little friendly because it says drier next week, but it says cooler, and it says a little more rain possibly during the rains we get this week and weekend, and the possible snow went up in northern Illinois and whatever along the way. But cool temperatures next week doesn't dry things out fast, so we are getting behind in planting.
And an indication of that being behind in planting, I suppose, came yesterday when we had our NAS crop progress report, the first of the season, and no national number for corn.
Yeah, no national number for corn yet, and we generally start getting those this time of year. So that's a little bit concerning. We know we're behind. You know, as we look down, you know, corn's usually 50% planted by May 1st, and we haven't even got a planting report here today.
Yesterday, also, we looked at December corn. It had a key reversal, and, of course, that's defined as a new contract high, an outside day, and a close before the previous day's low. Usually, those are pretty good technical indicators of what the market might be thinking and what it might do in the days ahead. But I wonder if those kind of technical indicators are really as valued in the marketplace now as they might have once been, given all the money that's in the marketplace as well as the volatility of the marketplace.
Well, as today's trade is starting to show us, they aren't near as important as they used to be, Dave, because we'd be down if they were as important as they used to be. So, you know, we are reacting that way. This is more of a money flow market. I think we have changed to looking at being a weather market now for a meantime. And we are very concerned about planning progress and seeing what's going to go on there.
In the short term, is the corn market ripe for correction? And maybe longer term, you think the market could move a little higher?
I think you're right in both respects there, Dave. I think, after a key reversal down, we are ripe for a little bit of a setback, for a correction level. And, along the way, we don't know what. If we can get in the field and start getting some of the planting done, why, that, of course, could knock this market down a little bit, and then any sort of weather scare down the line, unless we see greatly increased corn acres, is going to be looked at very carefully, and we'll be able to spark a rally.
What do you make of the July-December corn spread?
Okay, we got the July, basically they're at even money here like that. That's telling us that there's a lot of demand for the corn out there now. Plus, we're looking at a short crop, so there isn't a lot of carry because we are concerned about moving corn now, and we are concerned that over $6, that what sort of shortness of crop we're going to have.
All right, then let's go ahead and turn your attention to the soybean market. What are you seeing there today?
Well, I think, we had a very sharp sell-off yesterday. We're hearing, one side says the corn is more profitable to plant. They're going to lose some acres to the beans. On the other side of things, we're saying it's getting late and the Mid-South to be planting corn, and they're thinking about switching back to beans. So sort of a little bit of confusion there. Of course, Argentine bean harvest is at 19% complete versus 15% last year. And they've made it clear that they'll resume their strike in the 30 days if the government doesn't reduce export taxes. So that's one of the things we're looking at. The dock workers threatened a strike in Indonesia that could disrupt the palm oil. And, of course, we're looking at the average estimate for tomorrow's carryout at about 156, and the current USDA number is 140, so there's about 16 million that. We saw one other noted advisory service was talking it could go as high as 170. So a lot of differential there in what we're looking at as far as the carryout might be for the beans this year, Dave.
Even with that wide range for the carryout, is it your idea that maybe beans are in a trading range right in here for a while, maybe 1140 to 1275?
They seem to be caught in that range right now, and I think until you see a bigger breakout by the corn or anything like that, it's going to be hard for the beans to break out of that range.
Turn your attention to the wheat. We did get some wheat numbers yesterday afternoon, numbers that were essentially the same numbers as when we left off when the crop went into dormancy last fall.
Yeah, the winter wheat conditions were maybe a tad lower than expected. They were 45% good to excellent versus the 64% last year at this time. You know, we've got about 5% of the spring wheat's been seeded. Generally, that's right on line like that. So as far as that goes, we are looking at that. The wheat basis in Minneapolis collapsed again yesterday for Minneapolis wheat. We did see a very strong down day yesterday and a little bounce back today, maybe on a little bit of the ideas that it was a little bit overdone yesterday.
If we have no selling off tomorrow's ending stocks numbers, would you be comfortable saying that we've carved out another intermediate low for the time being?
Well, if we see no selling coming out of it, why, you would have to think that would be it. But feeling comfortable in this market, in this atmosphere, Dave, no, we haven't been comfortable for a long time. And I think that a lot of that's going to be lying in that we'll be watching every weather forecast to see what planting conditions look like.
And will the trade be reacting to every single weather forecast four times a day?
Well, we'd like to think that they will be, and at least give us something to look at and a benchmark to go at. But as we've well found in these markets that are, controlled more by large funds and money flow, they don't always look at everything that us, the people, the fundamentalist traders looked at over the years. And we'd sure like them to get back to looking at the fundamentals and what's really happening in the world and the cash relationships and what they are. We hope that the CFTC hearings in Washington will maybe help us produce a little more logic back into our markets.
At what point do you think, if we continue to trend wet with our weather, that you think that weather premium into the marketplace is justified?
When is it justified? I think it's starting soon. It will be more justified when we get to the middle of May. It is the middle of May in the Mid-South right now for corn plantings, because if we get too late, it gets too hot for pollination. So along the way, it shows some significance now, but the real significance will be for corn in the Midwest will be from the middle of May on.
Turn your attention to the hog trade. What are you seeing there?
The hog trade, as we look at it, we're down just a little bit this morning, but it's very quiet. The cash is steady this morning, come in that way. We've seen a nice little pop back up, and I think that the funds would like to move a little more premium back into this market, Dave.
Is it time to maybe look at, if you haven't done a lot of buying, to maybe look at some puts, maybe June puts for summertime marketings?
It's probably a good idea, just with the idea with 107% hogs on feed, or all marketable hogs compared to a year ago, that we aren't going to be strong for a while. It's awfully hard to lock in losses, but might be better than big losses.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a great day. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana, and we hope that the information you receive from Wayne Nelson is valuable, because we think that you will be willing to support the information that you value here on AM 580 Agriculture. And by the way, over the course of just 1 week, you will receive market and weather information on this particular station from 21 different analysts and meteorologists. 21 different opinions. But that comes at a price, and you can help pay for the programming that's important to you and pay for the costs of broadcasting them by calling 217-244-9455 right now with your $100 pledge of support. And if you would like to dig a little bit deeper with $5 corn prices, and if you want $200, that would just be one-fifth of 1 acre of your corn crop. Certainly a value given all the information that you receive over the period of a year. Station Manager Jay Pierce, we've got challenges underway.
Well, we do have a great challenge, and this is from AgriGold Risk Management Commodities, Bates Commodities, and Roach Ag Marketing. They have put $1,000 on the table and said, as soon as you hear from 50 of your agricultural listeners and online users, we will add that $1,000 into your pledge total. And when you call 217-244-9455 or surf on over to willpledge.org and you make that $100, $200 contribution, you can put it on your credit card. You can have a WILL tote bag if you'd like for a $100 contribution. That's pretty cool. We need 12 more people to pledge, and then we'll get that $1,000. That's how close we are to finishing that off. And we'd sure like to do it today. We're a member-supported service, and that means we rely on listeners and web users like you to contribute what we need to pay the bills. Every dollar makes a difference. Every gift matters. Individual donations from hundreds of listeners like you make up the largest share of our income. You can make a difference, whether you're listening to us on a live stream right now, or you're listening to us on a podcast, or you download it, or you're on the Flash Player right now on our newly redesigned, and we hope more useful, and information-packed website for agriculture. You make a difference. Giving makes a difference in your life. It's good for the soul. It's good for thousands of other people who use the service, too. It makes a really big difference in the life of the agricultural community. When you give, we take your contribution. We plow it back into the earth. We enrich the lives of the communities we serve. I think it's a win-win. So call us now at 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org with our sincere thanks.
Mike Sola tells us that a flash flood watch is in effect for portions of west central Illinois through this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers this morning, then showers and thunderstorms becoming more widespread this afternoon. Some of the storms may be strong to severe. Highs of 48 to 75 tonight. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms diminishing from west to east. Lows of 35 to 55. And then tomorrow in northern and central Illinois, cloudy to mostly sunny. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with a few showers early, then clearing, and highs ranging from from 52 in northwestern Illinois to 66 degrees in southern Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.